Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week I want to talk with you about things that often will keep us in bondage and we aren't even aware that it's affecting our lives. A good friend, man of God and teacher of the Word of God, has often said to us, you don't know what you do not know, and that people are deceived and they don't know that they're deceived until they trust someone more than themselves to point out areas in their lives where they have either been deceived or they've been brought into some captivity without their own awareness of it. There are many principles in the Word of God where if we let the light of God's Word shine in our hearts, that Word will reveal areas to us where captivity has come in, where we have a lack of freedom or a lack of victory, and perhaps we can't seem to pinpoint the reason why. This week, we'll talk about setting the captives free, and today, we'll talk about one area that's often overlooked in Christians' lives that does bring in a measure of bondage or lack of freedom or oppression. In the book of Joshua, chapter 6, we find the magnificent story of how Joshua and the children of Israel, in obedience to God's word, marched around the city of Jericho for 7 days, and then finally on that 7th day, after 7 trips around the city, and with a great shout, the walls came tumbling down. Part of the instructions that they had received from the Lord was that they were to destroy everything in the city of Jericho, with the exception of Rahab the harlot and her family, who would be spared because she had given help to the 2 spies that Joshua had sent in to spy out the city. Other than Rahab and her family, everything was to be destroyed and nothing was to be kept by the Israelites for themselves. One specific instruction that Joshua gave to them was found in Joshua 6:18, "And you, by all means, keep yourselves from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it." The expression accursed things meant things that were devoted to destruction, things that God planned to have totally destroyed. He would not bless that. He was going to destroy those things. And Joshua warned them that they should not take any of the accursed things for themselves because they'd bring a curse on Israel and trouble it. We know from Joshua 6 that they had a great victory in Jericho. But shortly afterwards, in chapter 7, we see an interesting occurrence that was directly related to something that had actually occurred during the Battle of Jericho. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, we are told in verse 2 of Joshua 7, which is beside Beth-Aven on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, both he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we had been content and dwelled on the other side of the Jordan. Oh, Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies?" Verse 10, "So the Lord said to Joshua, 'Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you any more, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Now, this is a very significant passage, not only as just Old Testament history, but as a spiritual principle from God. First of all, the battle of Ai demonstrates this spiritual principle that disobedience to God always precedes spiritual defeat. The people of Israel, certain ones anyway, disobeyed God's specific instruction not to take from the accursed things and take them into their own homes and keep them for themselves. And this was the root cause of Israel's defeat before the people of Ai. God was very serious about this issue of accursed things. God gave them very specific instructions in Deuteronomy about how to deal with the enemies that they were going to face in the promised land. And one of the things that he said in Deuteronomy 7:2 was this, "And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you," referring to the enemies, "you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them." This applied to the things that God considered devoted to destruction. We're not to have mercy and say, "Oh, well, this is okay. This isn't really that bad," and keep things that God has devoted to destruction in our lives or in our homes. Deuteronomy 7:25 warns the people and us as well that we're not to covet the valuables, the silver, the gold, or the money that are associated with accursed things. Let me give you an example. I have run into many Christians, once they recognize that perhaps something that they owned, maybe a family heirloom that had been passed down to them for generations, was actually something that's really accursed by God. Perhaps it was some type of artwork that characterized some demonic being or maybe a false god. A lot of different types of art from foreign countries will often characterize gods that they worshiped and the like. And a person may be resistant to obey God in destroying those things because it's very valuable, perhaps. Perhaps because of its age or being an antique, that it has great monetary value, or maybe it's covered in gold or some other precious metal. And because of it, they're resistant or reluctant to get rid of it out of their lives. And yet, Deuteronomy 7:26 says very clearly, "Don't bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it, but you shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing." We can't have mercy on it. "Well, it was grandmother's," or "it was my grandfather's." We need to have God's attitude about it. It's doomed to destruction. God says he's going to destroy it. He wants it destroyed. He considers it accursed. There's no blessing on it. You need to be willing to not only part with it, you need to utterly detest it, utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. Derek Prince, who is a great man of God and Bible scholar, a scholar of ancient languages and taught the Bible for many, many years, and he was a man from Britain, had this very incident come up in his own life. Even after he was serving God as a Bible teacher, he owned two silk hangings that had been passed down in his family from his grandfather when he had been in China in the early part of the 1900s. Derek Prince had these silk Chinese hangings on his wall, but they depicted the picture of a dragon. He didn't think anything of it until the Lord spoke to him when he kept praying and asking God, Why is it that there's a problem in our finances? We can never seem to break through to victory. We always seem to be having like a curse on our finances. And God revealed to him that he had in his own home an accursed thing, and he couldn't bring blessing there because of it. This principle of the accursed thing tells us in Joshua 7:13, there is an accursed thing in your midst. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. And Deuteronomy tells us it'll bring a curse on us, or it'll bring destruction to us. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you if there is anything in your home or in your life that constitutes an accursed thing. God will show you gladly, because he doesn't want his children in any form of bondage. He doesn't want us to be under a curse. Jesus died to take away the curse from our lives, so that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, according to Galatians 3:13 and 14. If you're struggling in any area, whether it's sickness or financial distress, or you can't seem to get victory in any particular area of your life, I encourage you, ask God to show you by the Holy Spirit, is there anything in your home that constitutes an accursed thing? And when he shows it to you, be willing to obey him and destroy it, get it out of your house, have no mercy on it, utterly detest it as the word instructs us, and then ask the Lord to cleanse your home of the effects of that thing. And by his grace and with his help, promise the Lord that you won't bring those things into your home knowingly ever again. God wants to bring blessing into your life and remove any snare that may have come into your life through ignorance, perhaps, or disobedience. But God wants to bring a blessing. So I encourage you to pray that way and let the Holy Spirit show you. He's so good. He will lead you and guide you, that you might have freedom from the snare of the accursed thing.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.